Today's podcast is brought to you by Behind the Tech with Kevin Scott. Links on all your favorite podcast applications. And then there's also Paul Thurrott, who is on all your favorite.
I have trouble in the day-to-day things, I think is the way to put it.
Anyways, big day today, Paul, sort of.
It's a
big day. It's a big day today if you liked yesterday, too. Because if you really liked the Surface Laptop 3, and you really like the Surface Headphones 2, boy, do we have a jam-packed schedule for you. Because Microsoft has announced the Surface Laptop 4. They've announced the Surface Headphones 2 Plus. They've announced a webcam. They've announced a little speaker thing. They've announced some headsets. And here we are.
And how much of that is truly new or interesting?
Well, I think it's interesting from the perspective of if you've always wanted a Surface laptop that had an AMD processor that was good, this might be the one, because it sure wasn't last generation.
Yeah, but couldn't you argue that we could have gotten that last year?
Oh, probably. I mean, you could also make a really strong argument that the Surface Laptop 4 that they announced today is using yesterday's chips, because it quite literally is. It's a 4000 series instead of the new 5000 series.
But surely it has Thunderbolt or USB 4 or something.
Paul, remember how I kicked this off? I said, if you liked yesterday...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're really going to like
today. It's like when you buy like a muscle car from the 60s. And you're like, I stopped evolving 40 years ago. I'm done.
I mean, if you have a bunch of your Surface chargers around, you're going to be real happy. So Surface Laptop 4 announced today starts at $1,000. You can ramp it all the way up to like $2,500, something like that.
And I mean, but what price perfection, right? I mean, I'll blow away what I'm going to write later a little bit. But in the past, this kind of release would have generated a certain amount of outrage in me. And Microsoft's inability to lead in a space where they should be leading, its inability to embrace modern technology in a technology product, doesn't make any sense to me. But I got to tell you, they've beaten me into the ground enough now where I'm like, I'm just kind of resigned to it, you know?
They've won.
Who cares, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, is there any real outrage anymore over this kind of stuff? Like, aren't we just used to it?
I don't know. Just the brightness on this TV while you were talking, but you didn't talk long enough.
So I know that's rare. I'm sorry.
I was betting on it. It does come in a new color, ice blue. And it also comes in a... You can also now spec it up to 32 gigs of RAM if your heart really desires. i7, and there's also R5 and R7 options. The one sort of difference here, too, from the previous generation is that AMD and Intel chips are now kind of peppered throughout all the SKUs. So you can be a commercial customer and get an AMD chip, or you can be a consumer and get an Intel chip. So you can sort of mix and match to whatever makes your heart happy.
So baby steps.
It is.
Yes.
Other things, the webcam, Paul, which I think we've talked about before. That sounds familiar. It's
years ago.
It's just
like years ago.
Before. It's just about so basically what they announced was a Surface laptop, put that in one bucket, and then a slew of Team certified accessories. That's all the other stuff. So there's a webcam that's Team certified. Surprisingly, Paul, does not support Windows Hello.
Like I said, I give up. I don't know. I have no outrage left. But maybe, excuse me. Maybe, hold on 1 second. Sorry.
He's so defeated. He's actually writing his resignation letter right now.
Yeah. I just, maybe it was the pandemic. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just give up. I don't know what to say anymore. Like what could we possibly, how could we make a difference, you know, at this point? I don't know.
Yeah. I was really surprised to see the lack of Hello, because I mean, I don't know if that was a price point thing, because I believe it's $70, which,
yeah,
you know, it's whatever. It comes, comes with a little privacy shutter.
You release a webcam. When was the last time Microsoft released a new webcam? When was it? Do you remember?
I think it was like
20... I'm not putting you on the spot.
I'm pretty sure I remember. I think it's 2010.
Okay, so a million years ago, and
rounding down a little.
Well, by the way, 2010, Windows 7 was new, right? Like, it was new. Mm-hmm. That's how long ago that was. We went through the Windows 8 debacle. We went through the Windows 8.1 and 1.1 apologies. Mm-hmm. We went through the Windows 10 revamp, which, by the way, was when we got Windows Hello 6 years ago, right? I think that's when it debuted. Or was it in, maybe it was in Windows 8. I don't remember. It's been a long time. The point is, what the, like, seriously? Like, okay, that's Microsoft. I don't know. At some point, you know, we're left with all the stuff we cared about they don't make anymore. And then the stuff we do care that they make about, and they don't care about it because they're not even showing up. It's like you're playing in a men's softball league and that one guy's just not in the uniform. He's wearing jeans. And he's like, I didn't have time. That's surface. It's the old guy that shows up in jeans to a baseball game. What are you doing?
Yeah,
holding a beer in one hand. He's got a one-hand bat. You know, he's just like, yeah, he's there. He did come. I don't know. Do we applaud him for that?
There was a tagline you could run with Surface. Yesterday's chips today. Because if look at... Hold on one second before everybody like starts emailing me angrily. Look, what did the Surface Duo launch with?
Right.
What did both iterations of the Surface Studio launch with? What did the Surface Laptop 15-inch AMD Studio, chip launch
even,
with?
Not just chipsets, like Surface Studio, a laptop with a desktop hard drive.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Like, what the hell? But again, it just keeps. How many times you get punched in the face? Like before, it's like, I don't feel it anymore.
I don't think we're there yet. I've got a Surface Laptop 4 coming and I'm still kind of excited. So I think I'm not knocked out yet. But yeah. Anyways, things you should knock out, by the way, are this new podcast from, it's not even a new podcast. I don't know why I said that, but Behind the Tech with Kevin Scott. You should go listen to it, especially the first episode, which we're calling Paul's Picks, because it talks about Turbo Pascal, talks about TypeScript, talks about the creation of C#. It is full of knowledge. You can find that at all your major podcast platforms. That's Kevin Scott. He is the chief technology officer over at Microsoft. Give it a listen, give it a try, and we'll be back here, still here, even if you don't give it a try, but hopefully you should. Paul may not be.
Yes. I'll do my best.
Here's the other fun. This one, this one's fine, I think. I've been talking about, actually, I told Paul about this a while ago, what I call the dongles. There's a new dongle. So if you have Surface, if you want Surface Headphones 2 to be team certified, there's a new iteration for $299. It's only shipping to business and education, and it comes with a dongle because Bluetooth is trash. And so they're using a dongle, and that's how they're making a team certified. So you can be.
By the way, that's another thing that has kind of a rich Microsoft tradition behind it. I'm using a dongle for my Microsoft wireless keyboard and mouse. And for the same reason, this is an older technology. They do this with Xbox, obviously. Well, they support Bluetooth in that case, but it's better if you have the dongle because you can use the Xbox protocol, which is more efficient, lower latency, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, whether we agree with this or not, it's kind of hard to say. But I'll just point out, Microsoft has to continually keep undermining industry standards because those standards aren't good enough. Maybe it's time for Microsoft to work with some kind of a trade organization or whatever standards body and make this part of PCs and make something that works good for Teams, for Xbox, for just general keyboard and mouse usage, whatever it is, and make it a thing. They can call it Miracast 2.0. Whatever.
Wow.
But yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
That was low.
But, you know, something. And make it a thing. And make it a thing that is on PCs. You know, get the support of the, I'm sure HP, Lenovo, Dell, et cetera, when approached by Microsoft for this purpose, would say, yeah, you're right. Bluetooth is garbage. Why don't we fix it collectively as a group? Mm-hmm. Or we could just release it completely incompatible dongles for everything. And we'll have a bunch of little cactus things sticking out of our computers all the time. I don't know. No, too common sense.
Maybe.
I'm there's working on 6 hours of sleep and I just solved this problem. I mean, you're telling me Microsoft couldn't have done this?
There's a great.
What have they been doing? They've all been home doing nothing.
Well, not using Bluetooth.
Solve the problem.
There's a great comic. I think it's by XKCD or whatever. And it's like the first panel is there's 13 competing standards. We should solve this. The next panel is, I've got an idea. And then it says, new scenario. There's 14 competing standards.
Yes. Right. Okay. Fair enough. No, but that's why I mean, literally, you need to make it an industry thing. Right? I mean, just, you know, don't do it yourself. They have been doing it themselves. I just described three different dongles that are all completely incompatible with each other, that all provide some form of wireless bypass of Bluetooth. Okay. Well, maybe we fix Bluetooth or make a new thing that's better than Bluetooth, whatever, but do it as an industry.
Call it Red Tooth.
There you go.
Surface Tooth. I don't know.
So, whatever. You can call it whatever you want. Just do it.
I know that there's a lot of like Bluetooth low energy stuff. I wonder, and there's probably resides in the Bluetooth, but it almost seems like there needs to be a separate standard for things that are just constantly plugged in. We don't care about battery life. Really don't. Like,
that's a good point too.
Like you don't. And then there's things like your watch or whatever, which Apple, by the way, does not use Bluetooth for this. Sure. Right. I don't think they use Bluetooth.
Right.
At least not all of it. Yeah. Cause they've got like their M1 chip or whatever.
Well, they have W1. Yeah. The ultra wide.
Yeah.
Here's what the U1.
So I don't know. Who knows?
Yep.
I don't know. We just sit here and whatever. There's also USB little speaker thing. That's again, Teams certified, plugs in. It's got some Teams buttons on it. And there's also new Teams like headsets, which I think are more probably for like call centers. There's a wired and a wireless version, $50 and $100 respectively. So,
yep. It doesn't support Windows. Just, oh, Microsoft, you are the gift that keeps on giving. Classic.
Yeah, I mean, you know why? Somebody said, "Well, we'll do it for the next one," and that's like, eh.
If you always want to be a step behind, I have a product line that you may be very interested in. And, oh, no, don't worry. It's expensive. I mean, I don't even understand what – I'm sorry.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Behind the Tech with Kevin Scott. Paul and I will be back tomorrow unless the powers that be smite us into eternity. Might happen.